I had a lot of issues in high school. I used to be a mean little bitch. Years later, I'm trying to be a better person, and I ran into this girl I used to pick on, and it turns out she got off on being bullied. So we fucked in a restroom. And also my kitchen. Don't make that face at me. You've heard worse. You've seen worse. It was really nice. She was really nice. And we went out to dinner and just kind of clicked. And then... And then a pandemic happened. It's been over a year. We've been talking online, flirting, keeping it very casual, nothing serious, sending pictures. Yes, I've sent her pictures of you, my darling. She just kept begging me over and over again for a picture of my pussy. Don't go. If you go, I'm just talking to the air. It's at least slightly more pathetic than talking to my cat. Talking to my cat about a girl who I'm finally gonna see tonight. God, I hope I don't fuck this up. Oh gosh, I'm right outside her place. I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna see her, and oh gosh, I just wanna kiss her so bad. I shouldn't just kiss her though. That seems weird, right? I should ask. Hey, so it's been over a year, and I've just spent most of the year wanting to kiss you, and particularly the entire time I've been driving. All I can think about is kissing you. Is it okay if I do that? That's good, right? That's earnest and romantic and, slightly psychotic. Jesus. You gotta play it cool. It was just a little hookup, and you've been kind of vibing while the world's been on pause. Why you gotta try to U-Haul with her as soon as she opens the door? Maybe just make some small talk first. You know how to small talk. You literally small talk with her every day on Discord. Why are you being so weird? God, I don't want to fuck this up. Hey, gosh, it's really nice to... Oh, thank fucking Christ. Hiya, nerd. Miss me? Because I missed you. I mean, yeah, I talk to you every day. And there are photos and video calls, but I missed you. Miss this mouth. Miss this neck. This collarbone. Missed your breath crashing against my cheek. Miss the thump of your heart. Miss the way the air feels around you. The way I feel around you. And I know we had just gotten started and we had to hit pause, so maybe I never felt your heartbeat. So how can I miss it? And the air never really felt different, but baby, feels different now. God, I'm rambling. I'm being mushy. I'm coming on too strong. Am I fucking this up? I really don't want to fuck this up. Can you tell me that? Just tell me that and I'll stop freaking out and start pushing you around like we planned. Yes. Tell me I'm not fucking it. Okay. That works too. Just Keep kissing me, babe. Keep kissing me, nerd. Get your tongue down my throat, loser. Fucking kiss me, dyke. You fucking lesbian. You hot little fucking bitch. Fuck you. Kiss me like that. Looking at me like that. Making me want it. Making me need it. Fuck you. We're not doing this shit anymore. I told you I was straight. Now, get that top off. What are you doing to me, nerd? You're supposed to have the hots for me. Begging to touch me. Desperate to have me. He'll do anything I want just for a taste. So, why the fuck can't I keep my hands off you? Can't keep my mouth off you? Lose the bra too. Fuck, those nipples. Am I the nerd now? Did I catch it from you? Not enough you have to try and turn me gay, but you're gonna turn me into a nerd? Next thing you know, I'm gonna be doing your homework. What do you mean, fat chance? Hey, I'll have you know, I had a 4.6 GPA. I was in AP classes and shit. Thank you very much. The absolute sass. Okay, I'll get back into character. Hey, dork, give me something to drink. Well, what do you have? Yeah, that sounds fine. I like your kitchen. Thanks. Yeah, I drank it in one go. Don't act surprised. Bitch, you made me thirsty. Now come here. Listen up, nerd. I know what you're trying to do, and it's not gonna work. You hear me? It's not gonna work. I mean, you're so transparent. I just came over to be your friend. Well, not your friend, obviously, but as someone who, I don't know, feels sorry for you, for what a pathetic, hopeless loser you are, out of the kindness of my heart. It's like charity work. I should get a humanitarian award for breathing the same air as you do. And here I am, being altruistic and shit. And here you are with your fucking tits out. These gorgeous fucking tits. What? Yeah, I know I told you to take off your shirt and your bra, but like, you're the one that took them off. You're the one that wanted to take them off. You're the one that made me tell you to do it. Just like you're the one that's making me want to feel them in my hand. Jesus. Making me want to suck on them. Turning me gay. Making me gay. Making me gay for you. Making me so gay for your tits, and your ass, and your mouth. That fucking mouth. Give me that mouth again, you fucking dyke. Oh my gosh, You taste so good for a nerd. You taste so fucking good. Make me so fucking wet. Feel it. Get your hand down and feel it. Feel what you're doing to me. It's your fault. It's your fucking fault. And you're gonna take care of it. Make me. What do you mean, make me? Give me that fucking hair. Ow. Yeah, that's right, ow. Not so sassy now, huh? Or did you forget your place, bitch? I tell you to do something, you do it, whether you like it or not. That's how this works. Obviously, though, if you don't like it, safe word, it's there if you need it, sweetheart. Just everything okay so far? Do I want to go to the bedroom? Not just yet. I'm kind of nostalgic for fooling around in the kitchen. It got me so hot the first time, and it's getting me hot now. On the counter? No. I'll stand up. Brace myself against the wall there. Help me get my pants off. Thanks, hon. So, I'd really like is for you to use your fingers and to keep kissing me. Kissing my mouth and my neck and maybe you can call me a dyke. Am I sure about that? Well, maybe. I mean, you know the baggage I've got. The way that word used to hurt me, but I don't know. It just feels different with you. I want to play with that shame. See if it takes some of the sting away. Reclaim it. I want to try it. If that's something you're okay with. Yes, of course. The safe word is there for me too. I'll use it if I need to. Yes, I will. You know I will. Good girls use their safe words. You know I'll be a good girl for you. You know, later, when I'm not being your bully. When I'm not pulling you by the fucking hair and telling you what to do. Your fingers between my legs. Around that pussy bitch. Holy fucking fuck, you got me so gosh damn wet. And now, you're gonna do something about it? So gosh damn wet. Don't think I've ever been so wet before in my whole life. That's you. You did this. So gosh damn wet for you. For a girl. Does that make me nerd? Yeah, I want you to say it. Tell me what I am. Tell me I'm a dyke. Fuck. Fuck, that's so hot. Say it again. God, I'm so fucking close. Just keep doing it right what you're doing. Baby, don't slow down. Don't speed up. It's just... Right like that. Right like that. You want to know what I want? You know what I want, nerd. I want to come. Beg for it? Are you out of your fucking mind, loser? Why the fuck are you stopping? I think you've forgotten who's in charge here. And hint. It's the pretty cheerleader, not a member of the fucking Glee Club. Were you in the Glee Club? I don't know. You just seem like the type who'd be in the Glee Club. Let's face it, sweetheart. I'm way out of your league. It's a fucking miracle I'm making eye contact with you, so I'm sure as shit not gonna debase myself when I'm begging you to rub my pussy. Should be the other way around. That's more like it. That's nice. What do you mean, Peg? I already told you. Peg, or you stop. No, don't stop. Don't stop. I'm getting close again. Please don't stop. Does that count as begging? I said, please. No. Okay. Please. Nerd, keep rubbing my pussy. Please make me come. No one touches me like you do. No one makes me come like you do. I want it so badly. I'll do anything if you keep rubbing my fucking clit. Go to prom with you? Okay. Fuck it. Yes. I'll go to prom with you. Don't stop. Yes, I'll get you a fucking corsage. Yeah, in front of everyone. Everyone will see us together. Everyone will know. Everyone will know that I'm a dyke. I'm your dyke. Take my cum, nerd. Take my cum. It fucking belongs to you. Thank you. What? Like your fingers clean? You're really pushing it, you know that? Give them here. So, I guess I'm taking you to prom, huh? Do you even know how to dance? That's right, nerd. First, you get real close. Close enough to kiss. Then we put our arms around each other. Yeah. Put them around my waist. You can go a little lower. I've got a very squeezable tush. You gotta practice how to get your hands on it when the teachers aren't looking. It feels nice. And then we just move in little circles. Sway a little. I know there's no music, but there will be, so just pretend. Yeah, it's a slow dance dummy. It'd be a slow song. Something swoony. Something old and teacher approved. Something your parents would listen to. Like Elvis. Yes, that is awfully specific. My dad liked Elvis. I'm not gonna sing, but let me tell you the words. I bet you know the melody. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Yeah, that's the one. Do I know more? Bits and pieces. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Take my hand, take my whole life too, because I can't help falling in love with you. You're right, it does sound like I mean it. because I do mean it. Maybe I mean it more than anything in my life. I didn't just fuck this up, did I? Because if you want to keep things casual, I'm okay with... So, that's a lie. Sorry, I don't want to keep it casual. I want to be with you. I've spent the whole year stuck in my house, wanting to be with you, waiting to be with you, and terrified that when I was done waiting, either you weren't going to be there or I wasn't going to be there. Like, I went to the store and it seemed like that was the only person going the right way down the one-way aisles. And it really would have sucked if, you know, if I... And really, the last year has been a microcosm of my whole life. Spent all that time stuck and wanting things and not having them. Waiting and waiting. Now I'm on the other side of it, you know? I don't want to wait. I want to be with you. If you want to be with me. Okay, then. I guess that means we're dating. I mean, we better be. I'm taking a fucking prom and that shit ain't cheap. I love you, nerd. What now? Bitch, I've been waiting for a literal year to go down on you. What do you think happens now? To the bedroom! Lead the way.